Good morning, Brendan. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. How did we find this card at Geelong today? Heavy 10 early, improved to a soft 7. Some showers today, so we might be stuck in that soft rain throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, I think we will be. It looks, I think it's tricky, we'll say, but that means value hunting for me.
Yeah, probably only have to get one or two winners to make it a good day by my recollections. First event on the card, this is a maiden over the 1,412 metres. Scratchings here are 2, 6, 8 and 13. The Admiral is first up, $3.10. Our Link, $4. Champagne Witness, $4.60. Beach Haven, $5. $9. Don't forget Dad and Captain Envious, an $11 chance. How do we get the program off to a winning start?
Best of the day for me, Brendan. I'm quite happy to back Beach Haven at $5. He was buried on the fence, held up for the better part of the straight first up at Warrnambool, and by the time he saw clear air, the race was run and won. That was on a heavy 9 deck, so he's gotten through the wet in the past. The track poses no issues. 1,400 metres, no worries. Comes up with an ideal draw, gives him options from running. Our Link comes through that same race as Beach Haven, closed off strongly from the back. He appears to be screaming out for a trip like this, and he's rock hard fit now third up. The Admiral resuming, nice form lines, recent jump out was sound, wet track query, and over a trip short of his best. I think he's vulnerable at the price at the moment. And Champagne Witness, only beaten 2 lengths as favourite over the trip last start. Loves wet ground next best, but quite keen on Beach Haven, 1579.
1579 from Harry. I agree with Beach Haven here. Only needed clear air first up for Matty Raymond, and you would have thought he probably would have won that race at Warrnambool last time. John Allen stuck with his hands in his lap and nowhere to go. Got through the wet ground without an issue. Clear running today for Billy Egan. I think Beach Haven will win the first. Putting the Admiral in for second. He resumes. Form around Butter Chicken last preparation and Lakiro. Got out to a longer trip. Got out to 2100 at the back end of last preparation. So maybe this 1400 metre kickoff point might be a fraction short, but he did trial up nicely at Flemington. Our Link was a good closing effort in the same race as Beach Haven there at Warrnambool. And then putting in Don't Forget Dad, didn't have a lot of room there at Warwick Naville last time out. He does get through the ground. He's been up a long time, but he always runs an honest race. 1.75 and 3 for mine in race number one. On to race number two on the card. This is a 3-year-old maiden. This race is over the 1,512 metres. Put the pin through runners 3, 9 and 12. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Gundek at $2.60. Man of Heart $2.90. Capaluna Sunset at $8 along with Morissette. And then Country Lights at $14.
Yeah, a bit of value, I'm thinking. Morissette resumes off what I thought was a pretty soft trial. Both runs last prep were on very rain-affected tracks. So tick there. Her last run prior to a spell, she finished basically on par with Kamigui behind Three Kings. Both of those horses that I mentioned then went on to contest the Anzac Day Stakes and ran first and third, respectively. I like her kicking straight off over the trip, and I actually don't mind she's drawn out. Gundek, resuming for a new stables, jumped out okay. He's only 4 lengths off subsequent JJ Atkins winner Converge prior to a spell. Nice draw, Willow to pilot, that reads well. Man of Heart, I thought was entitled to finish better here as first up favourite, but it was sound enough. And Alpine Aviator, I was with on debut, he was green, there were excuses in the run on numerous occasions. Jump outs before suggest there's ability, he could bounce back at a price. 11.671.
11.671 from Harry on with 7 Man of Heart. I didn't think he did a bad job covering ground at Geelong first up in a race that was dominated by those on speed. Got through the soft 5. Maybe a little bit of improvement and a softer track might be in his favour today. Got him on top of 10 Capaluna Sunset. Thought was a really nice jump out at Flemington. Preble takes the ride for Danny O'Brien for this filly by Tavistock on debut. Gundek resumes for Simon Wilde from the Warrnambool base. Thought was really solid in a Coleraine jump out. And then number 2, Country Lights. Got a long way back at Sandown on debut. Put it together late. Got through the line okay. Jump out since has been okay. So I thought Country Lights might be able to bounce back and fill a first 4 position at a price here. 17, 6 and 2 in race number 2. Third event on the programs, for the 3-year-old fillies. This race over the 1,112 metres. Scratchings here from race number 3 are on us 3, 4, 6, 18, 12, 15 and 16. Extra Gear is the favourite at 360. Social Star, 390. Toffee Street, 420. Carmen Lucia at $8.50. Out to Kaleidoscope Eyes at $11.
I think that this looks a strong maiden, Brendan. A number of scratchings, even with those, it looks like a really strong maiden. The exposed form of the runners that have had prior race experience, they look hard to beat. There's a lot of first starters that have caught my eye, not only at the jump outs and trials, but on their pedigree pages. That said, I'm going to have a throw at the stumps. Number five, Genuinely, at a big price, gets the nod on an each-way basis. She's shown me good ability at the trials and jump outs. As I said, strong maiden, but if not here, I think she'll be winning races. I can entertain her. Extra Gear, the obvious, ran well on debut. Narrow second to Invincible Caviar. Trials beforehand were really good too, and they were on rain-affected going. Toffee Street took on Stakes Company on debut, then was game and defeat at Bendigo. Recent jump out was sound. And Social Star won a Flemington jump out. Wasn't really asked a lot to do that. So good race. Five each way ahead of 14, 13 and 11.
5, 14, 13, 11 from Harry. I'm going with Extra Gear. I thought the effort at Sale behind Invincible Caviar was really good. Invincible Caviar might have been toying with her just a little bit, but I thought her work was really solid there. She has got through the wet ground in her lead up to that run at Sale. I think she can win today and beat number 17, Kaleidoscope Eyes. Resumes with the Cranbourne on debut back in April on a soft six. Was okay there, but I think has jumped out well enough with Social Star. They come through a jump out with My Numero Uno. Speed wasn't overly flash in it, but they're both of them worked to the line pretty well with My Numero Uno, who was a winner yesterday. Social Star, she's on debut for the Allerton Zara team, and Damien Lane to ride. She goes in for third. Then number 13, Toffee Street, has the race experience. She was okay in a jump out on the synthetic track at Geelong. 14, 17, 11 and 13 for mine in race number 3. On to race number 4 on the program. It is a maiden over the 1,212 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 7, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 18. Put Reese McLeod on 2, Alana Kelly on 20, Golden Monkey is the favourite at $3, Hyderabad at $4.80, Bank at 7, Similia at $9, $9.50, Testardo, Joey's Giggle $9.50 and God of Light at $10, Harry.
That is where we're going today, Brendan. Bank. He's had 2 jump outs, hasn't been asked to do a lot, but still has run well through the line. I'm just curious to see what sort of engine he's got when asked for an effort. So 6 on top, stable jockey combos. Obviously a fruitful 1-2. Golden Monkey, deservedly in the market after 2 solid seconds over the trip this time in. The latter at the track, and we've already seen winning form emerge from that race numerous times. I expect they utilise that inside draw and push forward. Hyderabad sparks interest, 560k yearling purchase, has accepted and scratched a few times. Last jump out was back in July, but it was solid. And Samilla pushed along to win a jump out, form from last prep, sound enough. 6, 8, 9, 5.
6, 8, 9, and 5. I was taken with Bank's most recent jump out at Flemington. He looks a big boy, and he looks like he might have a motor on him. As Harry outlined, looking forward to seeing what happens when Geordie Charles really releases the shackles on him today. I think he can be winning this race, and beating number 9 Hyderabad was good in a Flemington jump out, but Harry did touch on it was a while ago. The barrier is a little bit of a concern, but with scratchings does come in for third. Golden Monkey, number 8, wasn't beaten far behind My Numero Uno, but probably had his chance behind Throw It to Stumps at Geelong last time out, and then out to at number 4, and then out to number 4 being Testardo, comes back to the turf off synthetic runs. 6, 9, 8 and 4 in race number 4 on the program. Race number 5, a benchmark 64. This race over the 2,418 metres. Scratchings here are 6, 7, 9, 18 and 19. Michelle Payne rides Jukila, who is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite at $5. Chatelaine at $6.50. New Zeal Deal, Lion Share 9, Contrition 9, $9.50. Grey Card, Secret Palace at $11. And Dunman, a $12 chance. Wide open first leg of the quarter here, Harry.
It certainly is. I'm going with Chatelaine. She does have that nasty habit of being rolled as favourite. Case in point, last start over the trip at Bendigo, but she had excuses there, was left wanting for a run, then was tightened for room late. I think with even luck, she should have been right in the finish. Wet ground positive. Hopefully she can atone for last start. At a price, I think the Mitre can run a race. He gets Damien Lane aboard. He'd won two on the trot prior to last start, albeit in weaker grade. Finished off nicely last time out after being held up earlier in the run. Grey Khan offsets top weight with Tiani Chapman claiming 4 kilos. Meets Chatelaine on level weights this time around. Contrition, I've got as next best, going wider in the quaddy in a tricky race. 13, 15, 1 and 10.
13, 15, 1 and 10 from Harry. I'm with Chatelaine as well. I don't think much went her way when she needed it to at Bendigo last time out. Go back and have a look at her run prior to that in 58 grade when she got the clear air and some soft ground that she seems to appreciate. She was really good in running away from them and winning nicely. I think she can repeat the dose here with the 57 on her back and beat number 4, Duke Keeler. He comes through the same race as Chatelaine last time out, had a much better trip than Chatelaine, but he's just becoming a little bit of a professional place getter. Lofty Heights, I'm putting in for third. Would have liked it to be a little bit wetter. It was unbeaten on heavy ground. Comes back to a somewhat of an easier race here, and then Contrition, number 10. 13, 4, 5, and 10 for mine in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6 on the program. This is a benchmark 64, 1,715 metres is the distance here. Scratching from this event are runners 2, 6, 13, 17, 19 and 20. Silk Jacket down to $3.50 now. Hen Grown at $5.50. Nudge Bar 7, See What You Think, $8.50. Kaituka at $9.50. Black Mirror 14, Come On Carl 15. I thought this was a really tricky race, Harry.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that I'm tipping a horse that's been beaten by a combined 37 lengths in its past two starts says that it's a hard race. But Nudgebar, being that horse, pulled up with a hard issue two back and just hated the good three surface last time out at the Valley in a stronger race. Two wins prior to that were solid. I concede he's hard to catch on the punt, but top weight is offset with Tiani claiming 4 kilos. Loves wet ground, probably would have liked it a little bit wetter, but I think he can win. Silk Jacket won first up, but is usually a perennial place getter. Wet ground positive. She can certainly win. I just don't trust her, and neither does my wallet due to past experiences. See What You Think. Number 5, and Import resuming off 850-day spell sparks interest. Won a recent jump out, but there was no footage. And Hangrowen will appreciate more ground second up. Looks well placed in this field. But I agree, it's a tricky race. 1, 14, 5 and 8.
1.14, 5 and 8. I did catch a jump out of one. It was the Cole Ray jump out, the one you're speaking of there, Harry?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think I could see the footage.
Yeah, I was able to have a look at it. I thought his work there was okay. He's the one I'm going to put on top purely on just hoping that he might be the right horse at the right time here. A 6-year-old, hasn't raced for a long time, had three runs in France before coming over. He's been gelded. Thought his work there was handy. He's a French bred, so you think. If he's got a little bit of ability, I think he might go a long way in this race, and you're getting a nice each-way price to find out if he's fit enough and ready to go. He's had a stack of jump-outs in preparation for this. Got him on top of Hengrown, number 8. Thought was okay in a slowly run race here at Geelong first up. 9 Royal Volley I'm putting in for third. Would have much appreciated the ground staying in that heavy range. Wasn't bad on a heavy last time out behind Florida Dream at Sale. And then number 14, Silk Jacket. Play her at your own peril. She's won 2 of 14 and doesn't mind seeing a couple home safely in front of her. 5, 8, 9, 14 for me in race number 6, which looks a tricky event. Moving on to race number 7. This is a benchmark 78, 1,212 metres. Is the distance here for the second last. Scratchings here are 1, 3, 11, 12 and 15. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Our Win Spirit, 290. For Ready, 3, More Wanted, 6, Melodian, 8. $10 Just Jake and Bones is an $11 chance.
I'm with Dino here, Brendan. Our Win Spirit looks very well placed for mine. Just always races well. Has his hoof on the till of late. Key gear change. Brett Preble aboard. He's flying. Just don't want to see the horse a mile back, and I think it will be winning. Ferretti, I thought, was probably the only genuine danger, resuming off a sound jump out win. Willow aboard from a good gate. More Wanted, last start winner is favourite, next best, and then we go out to Bones, but I'm happy to trim up this leg of the quaddie a little bit. 4-5-10-8.
4-5-10-8 from Harry. My value bet in this race is at number 7, Melodeon, for Charlotte Littlefield, been getting back in races in town that haven't been run to suit. She gets soft ground, which she really likes. She'll be back. She'll be maybe a little bit closer than normal with the blinkers going on her for the first time today. She might take up a closer role. I think she can run a nice race at $8.07. To beat 4-Hour Wind Spirit, going well in Saturday Grade, comes back to Sunday Grade here and justified at the $2.90. 10 goes in for third, More Wanted. Had a nice little confidence booster there at Cranbourne when he went back to 64 grade last time out, back to 78 grade where he always is competitive. And then number 5 for Reddy, who resumes for the Waterhouse Bot team. Craig Williams with the ride. 7, 4, 10, and 5 for mine in race number 7. Final event on the program to Benchmark 64, 1,412 metres is the distance here. Withdrawals from the final event are 6, 12, 14, 18, 19 and 20. Couple of riders to check. 16 is Joe Bowditch. 17 is Billy Egan. Coley is the favourite at $3.60. Onslaught, $4.40. 6.50, Find Your Man. Sacred Kiwi, 10. Releaser at $11 and $13 for Deal Blaster and Tripoli.
I think I must have missed the memo as to why Deal Blaster's double-figure odds. The only two that beat him home first up were The Garden and Sandy Prince. Both have won twice since. Also noting Deal Blaster took a rails run to save ground in that race, and it was the worst part of the track. Then he romped in at Echuca and was good enough at Sandown. I think the price is simply wrong. Releaser is another one who looks over the odds, will appreciate ground with giving it. Coley, the race fave, strips fitter from a first-up minor placing here behind The Garden, so we can sort of arm's length tie in that form with Deal Blaster. And Find Your Man, next best, going in the quaddy with a couple of others as well. But I think 9 over the odds ahead of 4, 11 and 15.
My tip in the final event is number 11, Coley, saving the best for last. I thought he was good behind The Garden. Went back towards the inside there, can get a nice little posse up from Barrier 7 with Damien Lane taking the ride. He chased The Garden, which is pretty good form for this. He's on top of number 15, Find Your Man. I thought was good on wet ground at his home track, but just into the soft range is detracting me a little bit, although he did run well on the soft at Cole Rain and Casterham. 7, Sacred Kiwi, unbeaten when it gets really wet, but coming back to a soft 7 shouldn't be too much of a detriment, has won twice this preparation. And then number 9, Deal Blaster. 11, 15, 7 and 9 in the final event on the program. Harry, your best value quaddie and play for the card at Geelong today?
I'll make my best. Race 1, number 1, Beach Haven at a nice enough price. Value in the last. Race 8, number 9, Deal Blaster. Quaddie, get your pens out because it's a big one. First leg. 1, 4, 5, 8, 10, 11, 13, 15. Second leg, 1, 5, 8, 14. Trim up the third leg with numbers 4 and 5 only. Last leg, 1, 4, 7, 9, 11, 15. 384 combos. Let's hope we get it. Play of the day. I think there's a bit of value in the early quaddie as well. So let's have a crack with a 4x4. So first leg of the early quaddie, 1, 5, 7, 9. Second leg, 1, 6, 7, 11. Third leg, 5, 11, 13, 14. Last leg, 5, 6, 8, 9. A lot of numbers. Go to the RSN website and see them. Put them on. Yeah, it's a big day, Brendan. Big day.
Certainly is. Best of luck with that big day, Harry.
Same to you.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the program today. My best bet comes up in the last event, race 8, number 11, Coley. Value bet is race 7, number 7, Melodeon. For the quaddie, just going to play the four numbers and hope for the best. 4, 5, 10, 13, first leg. 5, 8, 9, 14, second leg. 4, 5, 7, and 10, third leg. Bring it home, 7, 9, 11, and 15. Play of the day, we're going to go to Banks race, which is race 4, number 6, all up. Race 8, number 11, Coley. So race 4, number 6, all up. Race 8, number 11. Joining us from racing.com with his thoughts on today's Geelong program is Matt Welsh. Matt, good morning.
Good morning to you, Brendan.
How have we found the card at Geelong today?
I was just listening to the tail end of Harry's Quaddy there, and I must say I agree. It's certainly a day for the Flexies. It looks a really, really tough meeting. I think if you can find one or two winners, you're probably going to come out on top.
A best bet for the program?
Race 3, number 14, Extra Gear, I think can get her maiden out of the way today. I thought she jumped out and trialled really well prior to her debut at Sale, and she just found Invincible Caviar a touch better there. I think Invincible Caviar is probably a city class horse. Similar sort of race today, stays at around that 11, 12 metres. I think she gets a nice run in transit. She's clearly got a good turn of foot. And after all the scratchings, I think 330 is a good price about her. So race 3, number 14, Extra Gear.
Are we giving a little push for Bank, Bank, Bank? Being the trials devotee that you are we in his corner today? Have we liked what we've seen at Flemington?
I found it a really tough race to separate Golden Monkey and Bank, 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 but I'd be happy to back both of them. I think Golden Monkey brings really good form to the race. The third horse, Micro, out of the race that he finished second in last time out, since come out of one. I think from gate one, he gets a soft draw, but I agree with you. I think Bank, Bank, Bank moves really nicely. Looks to have a few gears, good action. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he were to win on debut. It's always tough getting straight onto a significantly rain-affected track on debut, but I'd be happy to back both of them at $3, and I think Bank, Bank, Bank's around $6.57. Pretty keen, though, in the opener, race 1, number 1, Beach Haven. I made it the next best bet of the day. Trialled up super, joining the Matty Raymond stable, went to stall and jumped out like a rocket, and had absolutely no luck at Warrnambool first up. I think he's still trying to get clear. So drawn a good barrier today, gets through the wet. I think he's over the odds at around that $5 mark in the opener.
Have we been able to identify one at a double-figure price or close to?
There's a few I like at double-figure odds. Race 5, Lofty Heights. He doesn't win out of turn, but around $15. I think he's a good each-way bet, particularly if we got any more rain. It got down into that heavy range. I think there's a couple of others at value. Race 2, number 2, Country's Light, and 13, Whistling Bullet. Happy to back both of them at around $14 and $19. And in the last, I think the price has trimmed up now, but I thought Deal Blaster, massive overs at $14. I can see he's now trimmed in the single figures, but that price looked a big, big quote. So, yeah, I think there's a few roughies worth backing today, and I think the quaddie's going to pay a fair bit as well.
Yep, how are we playing that quaddie?
1, 4, 5, 11, 13 in the first leg. 1, 3, 4, 9, 14 in the second leg. Had to take a risk somewhere, so gone 4, 7 and 8 in the third leg, and then home 4, 9, 11 and 16. But that was my effort at trimming it down. You could certainly go wider. There looks to be a number of chances in each of the legs.
Matt, thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck this afternoon.
Yeah, good luck to you too, Brendan. Cheers.
Matt Welsh from racing.com. For all of Matt's tips, jump onto the racing.com website or tune into the coverage throughout this afternoon.